Yo, what's up? I'm Shmay. This is Dropout Philosophy, and I have a bone to pick with the motherfuckers. And by the way, let me just start off. I probably should have done this warning first, right? This episode is viewer discretion or listener discretion advised. Okay, I'm not gonna use even a moderate amount of curse words. I'm probably gonna be cursing up a motherfucking storm. Oopsie, look at it. Look at me go. Because this is, I'm very, I've been complaining about this for a while, and it's hitting me lately. It's getting on my damn nerves extra much lately. So, if you don't like that sort of thing, or you are a relative or elder in some way that can't handle those types of foul languages, yeah, you might wanna, this is your time. Leave. Goodbye. All right, y'all ready? Whoever stayed, you're fucking ready. That's what I'm guessing. All right, so cool. Let me sit up in my chair. Dog, I'm so fucking done with the fucking robots right now. Like, oh my God. I tell people all the time, probably way more often than is necessary or relevant to the conversations I'm in, but I tell people all the fucking time. It isn't. What is that noise? Stop making noise. You see what I'm saying? You see what I'm fucking saying? Okay. I'm not gonna lie, I think that noise was my fault. So, yo, listen to me. I tell people all the time, I'm gonna get to the point. The point isn't happening yet. I'm giving you a little bit of context. Dog, I tell people that it was a mistake to give everybody a smartphone. We should have left the old people on the fireflies. And I'm not trying to exclude them. I'm not trying to be ageist. We should have left the old people and the children on the fireflies. Okay? Because the lack of segmentation has made phones into a fucking free market to sell our fucking attention and to get majority vote to approve of privacy policies that most of us with a future would not agree to if we knew all the terms inside. So anyways, I'm gonna get right into it. I need less fucking input from the robots, okay? I need all the fucking robots and all the fucking apps to fucking shut the fuck up. Okay? I need less suggestions. I need less pop-ups. I need less hints and tips and tricks and automations. And for the love of all that is holy, I need less animations. I love motion graphics, let me motherfucking tell you, but you're cheapening this thing, okay? You're ruining it. And also, right, I go to press a button. Oh, sorry, you can't press that yet. We're doing a fucking wave motion. Fuck off. I don't need a fade in, fade out from each page of a fucking graphic. Fuck off. Seriously, genuinely. I'm checking out at the fucking grocery store. It's not just pay here. It's like pay here with like a gradient and a vision of a card swiping and all this shit. And it's like, you know what's crazy? You know what doesn't work? The fucking self-checkout robot. You got fucking entry-level designers breaking their backs to get y'all these fucking graphics to run a robot that doesn't fucking work so that the attendant comes over here and tries to explain to me why the fuck my apples aren't being scanned, tries it 3 times himself. I was like, can you just keep that apple? I don't even want it. I want to move on with my life. He doesn't have an explanation. The robot doesn't fucking work. So this is my thing. All this shit taking over, all these fucking automations. I don't want these bitches thinking for me. Because no offense to Gen Pop, but we don't want to do the same things. Okay, I don't like being fucking babied on this motherfucker. I'm opening up Google Meet to talk to my client. This bitch asks me 5 questions every fucking time. There's a button on the question that says, do not ask me again. Every day, same account. If you remember every fucking thing I've ever searched in my life and you sell that information to companies, then I think you can remember that I told you not to ask me that shit again. No, seriously. No. I'm being dead ass. I'm being so serious right now. I'm not exaggerating. I'm pissed. Okay? Because if you're literally selling my data to every fucking buddy, there's a lawsuit against incognito mode for not actually being fucking cognito. Okay? You sell off parts of your company literally fucking nilly and make me adjust. You fucking change your layout every 6 months so my brain doesn't know what the fuck is going on. You take away words and replace them with icons and you add extra animations and you're telling me right now. You're telling me right now you don't remember yesterday when I told you, when I clicked the button you gave me on the suggestion. I clicked the fucking button that said, do not ask me again. And you're telling me the next day you forgot. Seriously, fuck off. I'm sorry, I don't give a fuck. Like, what it, why? Stop. Stop refreshing your look. Stop giving me a new animation. Stop giving me extra fucking bells and whistles. Stop changing the way the apps work. And stop trying to get me to do certain things. I don't fucking want your suggestions, bitch. I'm an original. I'm good. I got it. Don't want it. Deters me from using the app, genuinely, truly. The reason I started this podcast, because it was a very bare bones bitch. Anchor was that bitch. You press the button, you did your thing, that was it. That was it. So my bone to pick is with all these motherfuckers adding animations and shit on here, all these motherfuckers who are churning out developers and fucking people who get these careers and credentials just to be in like a fucking doggy dog job market. You're rolling out new fucking looks for no fucking reason. We're already addicted to the apps. Leave me alone. Okay, I don't want the suggestions. I don't want whatever done. Okay, bro. I'm on Instagram. I screenshot something. A pop-up comes from the bottom of disrupting my view of the actual shit I'm on here for. Fuck off. This is something I'm doing outside. I'm doing this with my phone robot's internal capabilities that came with the phone. You as an app, fuck you. Fuck off. Don't ask me what I want to do with it. Shut the fuck up. I want to leave the app now. Bro, I'm tired. Enough input. I don't want any fucking input from the fucking robots, okay? You know why I like the space heater back here? Because it comes with a remote and because it has a limited amount of functions. I don't need you making decisions for me. I don't need any fucking suggestions. I don't need any help. I'm good. And that's part of my issue with not having segmentation is that I'm being lumped in. Okay, my user experience is being lumped in with whoever the fuck asked you for this because it wasn't me. I don't need that shit. So if you screenshot in the latest version of Instagram, a fucking bar pops up at the bottom. Bro, I haven't been able to see anything in Instagram in so fucking long. The viewing experience on this bitch is so fucking ass. At this point, I wish there was ability to have a monitor for just the fucking feed, for just what I'm looking at. Because when I tell you, even watching back stuff, there's an animation for the comment on a video that I didn't ask to fucking see pops up, covers half the video. There's already user interface bullshit all over the fucking screen. I don't fucking want to see the comment. I don't give a fuck who else thought it was funny. I don't like them. This should be optional. If you're not gonna, oh my god. Like, there should be modes that I should be able to use this app on. One is all your fucking suggestion, and the other one is fucking what I came here for. I'm already getting advertised to. I've already paid my fucking dues by dealing with everything you fucking throw at me. Get this shit off my fucking screen. Stop fucking suggesting shit. Leave me the fuck alone. I'm trying to watch something. You're giving me my own analytics, so you're telling me, da-da-da, do this. No, fuck you. I can't even enjoy doom scrolling because you're giving me too much fucking shit. I've been telling people there's too many animations going on. We don't need this many animations. I'm so serious. We're diluting the power of motion graphics, in my opinion. And also, it's just fucking stimulation. I swear to God, if I really wanted to get like paranoid, if I really wanted to put on the fucking metal hat, what the fuck do we know about decision fatigue? Okay? How the fuck are you going to fight back? How the fuck are you going to join a revolution when you've had to answer 27 questions by Google today? You got 47 factor identification and a questionnaire every time you try to use the app. Fuck off. Okay, you're done. Your brain's zapped. You're done. Every piece of content is being formulated. They're giving people the answers. They're giving content creators the answers. They're incentivizing content creators to make more content in a special way to get you to have less of a choice in whether you watch something. Okay? So, like, basically what I'm saying is fuck all the people involved in making the robots so fucking suggestive and so fucking extroverted. Like, seriously. Shut up. Oh my god. What does this fucking say? Yeah, I don't need all these animations. None of us do. It's not good for us. I promise you it's not good for us. There's gonna be class action lawsuits in like two generations over how much we're being advertised to, how much visual stimuli we're being subject to, how much fucking radiation is coming off of all this shit that's charging in front of me right now. And you can say what you want. I know you know, especially if you're listening to this podcast not for the first time, I know you know I'm not dumb. And here's the thing. Everyone be saying shit like, oh, it doesn't matter it doesn't matter if anyone has my data. I'm not that interesting. You're missing the fucking point. The point is consent, not what the fuck you bought. They're going to get that information anyways. That's a done deal. That's just, you're not making your own decisions. I don't know how to tell you that. It's so fucking obvious now that they're putting it into they're programming it into the program. The app has a lot more to do with navigating you and getting you to do certain things than you getting to do what you want. Okay. Swear to God, YouTube Premium was one of the best things I've purchased. Mm-mm, bitch, stop desensitizing yourself to this shit. Fight back, bitch. Fight back. The robot does not know what's best for you. It is offensive that it's telling you what to do. If you're not offended, you can get offended. I believe in you. I trust you. You don't want this shit. The people that designed this shit do not fucking... They're not your fucking friend, bro. Anyways. And then it's like, that's the other thing too, is it's fucking overly friendly. It's fucking overly friendly. Oh my God. It's like, why is Google asking me 27 questions in pop-up format that look like messages and all of the questions are full sentences? I should be able to answer before I hop on Google Meet. I should be able to tell the Google Meet what I need. Checkboxes. Why the fuck are little animated pop-ups fading in, asking me if I want to do this, asking me if I want to do that, and then asking me if I do not want to be asked again, and then not listening to my response? I'm sorry, but Google needs to stop acting like a person, because right now it's being abusive, okay? Right now it's ignoring my boundaries. Right now it's fucking gaslighting me, okay? So take all that shit out of there. I don't want all that shit. I don't want all the fucking niceties. Shit, I'm getting kind of tired. I gotta go eat this rice. okay. And then I want to bring it home with something, right? What I kind of hate about the rapidly changing interfaces, the constant advertisements and suggestions, the way it redirects you and you can't get out of certain pop-ups unless you follow certain steps, and there are all these tutorials, right, is that it's not real accessibility, okay? Real accessibility is not designed to make everyone behave the same, right? It's to give everyone the same shot, okay? It's equity and access. So when we've got no alt text on basic public things, when we've got genuine accessibility issues, when we've got paywalls over every fucking free information source, the internet was made for education. Okay? It's now just an advertising platform. That's a problem. That's a problem. Okay, so when everything is advertising, do you think their suggestions are about helping you do your best work? The suggestions should not be mandatory. Fuck that. Especially when everything, if all this information, all these platforms are proprietary and buying each other up and owned by the same fucking company, how much of a say do you really think we have? How much independent thinking do you really think you do? Like, fuck off. Okay, I need less input from my robots. Bottom line, this is not them making the internet accessible to people who aren't tech savvy. This is herding sheep, okay? Yeah, I just need less input from my robots. I need them to talk less and communicate with each other less and anticipate my needs less. I don't know. We got, like, you just... We're already on the slippery slope. Do you really listen to me? Listen to me. Here. Do you really think that they would give you a free tool with infinite possibilities if they weren't getting the bigger, like the better end of the bargain. Stop telling yourself your data doesn't matter. You're missing the fucking point. I'm annoyed. I'm bothered. This is why Van Nistep be talking about typewriters, bro. And I'm tempted. Half of the people are not happy with the way they're living their lives. So I have an issue with how much input robots are getting in the way people are living their lives. You know what a typewriter is not going to do? Ask you to do anything fucking else. I don't want to be asked to do anything else other than what I'm fucking doing, because it's my free will, bitch. I don't care that there's a new feature. I should not be forced to learn about something in the middle of another activity. Fuck off. I don't want my free will fucked with just because I'm in a Western modern society. But you know, what is free will in a Western modern society? We can save that for another day. All I fucking know is there's too much fucking input and communication and assumptions being made by the robots, and there's absolutely too much standardized acceptance of things that obviously don't make fucking sense. Obviously are not in your best interest. Obviously are connected to genocide and other things you don't actually support. Cool? Is that cool with you? Oh, I don't use it like that, or I'm just on there for fun, or I don't even take that platform seriously. I don't see color. Like, I know that that was a bold connection to make, but I need you to understand that if everybody's on the fucking internet, do you think that the internet isn't a political place to be? Do you think your attention isn't being utilized and profited off of? Do you think just not being an interesting person absolves you from the responsibility to be a responsible user? Because I have a problem with that. And I'm not even sure if you believe that or if you're just being desensitized. But either which fucking way, I don't want the shit that's happening. And you shouldn't want it either. Motherfuckers, come on. Come on. Be fucking serious. There's filters on every filter, even if it's not a face filter. There's a face mapping feature on almost every filter right now. Even when they're not augmented realities or facial, like, change features. Almost every filter changes your fucking shape of your nose. That's crazy. All those fucking articles came out. All the fucking, the research, all this shit. We hate bullying. I don't know, Chief. I don't know. We're not teaching kids to protect themselves on here because we don't fucking know. Okay? We don't fucking know. We don't fucking know what's going on. We don't know how much we're getting fucked on the daily basis by the platforms we're using. We just don't fucking know yet. And that shouldn't be a bold claim to make, because this technology has accelerated far past legal protections. Not that the actual protections we have, like the FDA and shit like that, have ever really gotten us safe. Okay. I need less input from the robots and more people having original thoughts about why it is that these things are happening. First of all at the same time. First of all, so fast. Second of all, fuck numbers. Fuck all of this. You don't need suggestions. You don't need templates. You don't need to rely on the easiest possible automation, because you don't have your fucking shit together. Okay? If you don't know who the fuck you are on a foundational level, you don't need a robot suggesting things to you all day. Do you know what this looks like? WALL-E. Do you remember the movie WALL-E? If you haven't seen the movie WALL-E, I highly suggest you get your ass over to whatever platform. If you could find it illegally, that might... Okay, never mind. I don't suggest crime Don't do crime. Crime's bad. It's funny to make a caricature of over something real. That's what makes things funny. The truth. Okay. I'm not laughing. I'm pissed. And I think you should be too. Like, do you really think you're going to become a stronger person by following the suggestions of a platform that exclusively cares about you as a profitable user? Or are you even worried about that? Are you even worried about your autonomy? Your ability to make conscious decisions? Are you even worried about whether, in the event of a real, on-the-ground situation, that you'd be able to make the right choices? Will you be on the right side of history? Do you think Instagram's gonna pop up and ask you if you want to support the revolution? Baby. Fuck off. Do you know what a book isn't gonna ask you to do? Anything else. Things that really are what they say they are don't need to be anything else. I don't know. I just feel like, you know, you don't need to be afraid, but you don't need to be fucking ignorant. You could think about this a little bit more. And maybe you're like, well, there's nothing I can do. I don't know. I think a little bit of rage shows a good sign and creates opportunity to do something else. I think a little bit of resistance is fun. All right. Anyways, America, I'm probably coming in really hot on the second take, but I just wanted to sign off and say, you could do whatever you want. Maybe you love it here. Maybe you love the pop-ups and the suggestions and the app trying to tell you what to do. Fuck that, respectfully, I guess. But I'm just saying, I don't like it. I think it sucks. I think we should embrace a lot more of the manual things in life. Like, seriously, do you... Anyways, I'm not even going to get into why making you not self-sufficient is obviously not in your best interest. And obviously, I just can't do it. I can't do it. I can't get into it because my blood pressure and because I just, it's just, it isn't fine. Whatever. I don't care. It's not my job to fix the world or to be right even. I'm allowed to be wrong. Maybe the robots love us and maybe Google really cares. Good fucking luck with that thought, though. I'm going to go to bed. Actually, I'm probably going to do some work, prep for recess. If you're in the city that I'm in and you want to come to recess, you should RSVP. You should also donate to recess. And, drink some water. Don't fucking let these apps tell you what to fucking do. Yeah. Just don't fall for it. You know what I mean? This shit is all related. I pinky promise you. Not in like some tinfoil hat kind of way. I'm just saying. Karma, bitch. I'm just saying that what do indigenous and native people do? They work with the land, the ecosystem. They follow nature's rules. And all I'm saying is these bitches not playing fair with you. And there's consequences to that. So if I'm me, which I am, I'm not trying to get used to that shit. Okay, these are not your fucking friends, okay? Like, it might be, your friends might have those jobs, like UX, UI designer type things, programmers, etc., developers, what have you. But I'm just saying, like, the companies making these decisions, they're not your fucking friends, okay? They're gonna put in the fucking syntax and verbiage that makes you think that they're your fucking friend. It makes you think they're an authentic brand or some bullshit. But you can fucking see with ChatGPT, which has been released to the public. Think about that. Like, fucking think about that, bro. Think about who's doing the work when you give the robot a prompt. Think about it. Anyways, we're moving on. We're wrapping up. We're getting out of here. Yeah, man. I don't know. What do I know? I'm just a girl. I'm just a girl in this crazy Come on, I'm just on a rock, whatever. WALL-E is obviously just a movie. Anyways, so is The Matrix, though. Good night. I love you. Bye.